Saturday night on 2FM, it is the Electric Disco, and that is a gem from SoundCloud. Think About It Please. I have to say nice things though, because the boys are sitting opposite me. Mark Cablett, Mr. Spring, welcome.
Hello, good evening and welcome, Electric Disco people.
Thank you very much. This is like a little home away from home for you, Tim.
Yes.
Just getting you warmed up for 10 o'clock.
I just got out of my locker upstairs and came down early.
Think of the extra money you're being paid though, that'll certainly help.
It just helps.
Think in the overtime.
Look, it helps being able to sleep here. It really does.
Anyway, one of your tunes there, of course, Think About It Please, we just played with Alison Moyet, I believe, on vocals. Is that correct?
Yeah.
We did actually try and license that officially. A mute did say yes, and then I can't remember what happened, but it never came about in the end.
I don't know.
Anyway.
It was a one-sided thing. We didn't do a B-side, so it was just a one-sided naughty thing.
Somebody else did it recently and did an awful job. Yeah. He sent me a copy of it. Rex the Dog, who was actually JX.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his pants. Very disappointing.
Anyway, so the big news, and I know there's a lot of SoundCloud fans that text in here on a Saturday night, and it's 15 years since you've played together.
16?
Is it 16?
It's a bit longer, maybe.
Well, tis well you're looking, lads.
It's a long time. The main change since then was I gave up smoking.
Oh, no. But that was a feature. It was. He used to mix while holding a cigarette. He was the only DJ who could produce lit cigarettes from any orifice at any time. He'd be like, yeah, really? We play that one with the piano. And he'd be like, yeah, hang on one second. And there was a cigarette. So you won't be able to do that now.
No one will be able to do it. Are you still off them?
Oh, yeah. Fair play.
Having little Jenny but Jones moment for you there.
It's actually illegal to do that now, isn't it?
It is,
you can't smoke
some
anymore.
People still
not allowed.
I have seen people doing it in venues we won't mention.
Very bold.
So anyway, when was your last gig? Can you even remember back?
It would have been 95, so it is about 16 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
This gig coming up, though, was actually only a DJ gig. We should specify we're not playing.
Yes,
live.
It's SoundCloud Turntable Orchestra.
Yeah.
My apologies.
That was the sort of diet SoundCloud.
Yeah.
We are going to do a 20th anniversary gig next year, which is going to be a live thing, which is kind of like 20th anniversary of the first record. So this is sort of a warm-up for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you've been asked, I know a lot of people personally who've asked you, including myself, to play. What made you say yes to this one?
He rang me up and said, do you want to do it? So I said, yeah.
Any excuse.
Not a bad reason.
Really. Gabrielle and Dresden are playing for Collective and Co. And it was like, is there any way to pad this up and make it a little slightly more fun? And we might as well do this because we want to do this other 20th anniversary thing. And we might as well, you know, we're going to have to meet and talk.
We've been asked loads of times over the years. But to be honest with you, we always felt that if we did it, we'd do it for ourselves. And that was kind of, okay, this gig is for someone else, but he's a friend of everyone involved. So, And it's a kind of a low-key way of testing the water ahead of the gig next year. So, hey-ho, we're doing it.
Yeah.
And how much work has gone into it? Because I know, talking to you.
Ask us that question again next week.
Yeah.
No, actually, I beg to differ, because I did actually speak to Tim in work about a week ago, and you did say that you were kind of putting some work into the set and kind of new mixes of some of the tracks.
We can't just get up and play a load of SoundCloud tracks. That'll ruin everything. But we're gonna go through the master tapes and pull out some stuff. We've got a day next week to do that. And we're gonna get some of the oldies and the goodies, maybe some outtakes. Because when we did a turntable orchestra thing, we wouldn't just play our own records. We'd start with alternate versions and outtakes and stuff that you would never hear that wasn't on the records. So we're gonna do a bit of that. Maybe play a few faves from the day.
Olympic classics. Yeah, and Olympic classics. And
there you go. And then
Point Depot classics. Even.
There it is.
Dance Nation. And yeah. I actually remember my older sister went to that. And it was actually her, when she came back after going to that, that got me into dance music, believe it or not. And she doesn't like dance music at all now.
Awesome. It was a fleeting moment.
Yeah, she's
of
a bit
joy.
Of a Rihanna person now. But that was an amazing gig. What year was that again? That was...
That was 95.
That was the last time.
Was that the actual last gig that you did?
Yeah, we all stopped talking after that for about 7-8 years.
And look at you now holding hands.
No, it's like that. Whenever there was a tense moment, people just didn't talk for years afterwards. So that was that one.
And then I gave up smoking. And now,
now it's all cool again.
It's all to do with you giving up smoking, I think. Is that why the group went their separate ways?
So yeah, we both still have a lot of similar music tastes from back in the day, from the Olympic and the Waterfront stuff. So I'm actually looking forward to the gig. It'd be a bit of fun. And the turntable orchestra thing, it's sort of like, I don't know,
But we did. The rules with that were we would definitely play some of our stuff or Red Record stuff that was kind of not on record and not circulating. Okay, we're going to do that, right? We play some of the. We're going to recognize the fact that where we came from and all the people who helped us. And we're going to play some oldies, but we're going to have to play some contemporary stuff as well to lead into Gabriel in Dresden.
Yeah, definitely.
So there'll be like two or four.
If we don't play Rings End, I'm going to be shocked because like back then when we did Rings End, I didn't actually know anyone from Rings End, but I kind of know almost
actually,
every person.
Actually, where did
in
the
Rings
name
End
come from then?
The Olympic States thing was, the idea was to kind of illustrate the fact that people from Killiney and people from Kilbarrack all mixed together in the Olympic and nobody cared where anyone was from.
Yeah.
Rings End, I'd probably embarrass him now, was either he had a crush on a girl called Lisa or she had a crush on him. Mm. And she, that's why that particular track was named Rings End.
She wasn't one of the infamous SoundCloud dancers by any chance, was she?
No, she wasn't, no.
No. That, he's hit the nail on the head. We fancied women who lived in those areas.
Ballybrack was where I lived, and I think I fancied someone from
there. There you go.
Well.
And you see, and we were, instead of like, you could have a single with two tracks on it and name two places for two girls, but we were just boxing things off there and name four. Just in case the first one fell through, you'd have the reserve.
Since then, though, I've got to know probably every single person at Rings End and lots of good friends that are there, so they're all coming through the gig.
Well, there
so
are
if
outtakes.
Don't play that, I'm in big trouble.
There's outtakes of Rings End. There's the pre-Rings End track, which was called Irish Town. That was before it became Rings End.
And there's the post-Rings End track, which is...
Yeah. Why was there no Bray tune for you, Tim?
I don't know.
That'll have to be, if you're going to do a new release, it's going to have to be called Bray.
No, it's because the only people we knew in the Olympic from Bray were blokes.
Okay, actually, someone's just texted in here saying, went to the Olympic in 93, 94, lived for their music, and went to their very first gig in the Ormond, apparently.
Yeah, that's another 20th anniversary in a couple of years'
that's,
time.
That's the 20th anniversary thing.
That was a very special night. It was probably that was a career high, definitely, for me, anyway. Sure
that
was, yeah.
That was the night of the Eurovision in Dublin.
It was the first
was
gig.
It?
Yeah, it was the first gig since the Olympic had closed down. And we just ran that gig ourselves, so it was like with the help of Sean, who's sitting outside there.
Actually, maybe Sean sent in that text, did he?
but we got away with that because of the Eurovision, because we were under the radar, and it was only like during the panic of people leaving the Point Depot from the Eurovision, coming up on to O'Connell Bridge, merging with the thousand who couldn't get into the Ormond, and then people realised there was something strange going on in the other direction. It's the only reason we got away with it.
The guards were otherwise occupied that
exactly.
night.
Exactly.
But I mean, speaking of tunes, I was just saying to you there, Mark, a tune that kind of brings back memories for you.
Tony DeBart, The Real Thing from the Olympic.
Cleveland City Records.
Yes, indeed. It was probably one of the rare kind of, I don't know, vocally tracks. It wouldn't be something that maybe people associate instantly with the Olympic, but it always went out really
shall
well.
Shall we have a listen?
Yes.
We shall. Well, there it is. Mark Kavanagh's chosen tune for tonight. That is Tony DeBart, The Real Thing. We were just talking back on that tune. I was just saying I had a slight memory that he might have been a painter, but I'm not really too sure.
So if he was around today, he'd be on the X Factor.
Exactly. Actually, we have to give a mention as well to C Trainer and the Perrystown crew who texts us in to say hello to Mark, remembering back to Columbian Mills of 15 years ago.
Yes, many happy memories.
And I just heard something interesting about C Trainer's profession now, which we keep to ourselves, but hello anyway.
That could be useful.
It's nothing dangerous.
Could be very useful.
Of course, we are here with Mark Kavanagh and Mr. Spring SoundCrowd. They're going to be playing at the Village in Wexford Street Friday, September 9th, with Gabriel and Dresden, who are also back together. And yes, not hitting each other anymore, I hear.
Tickets.ie is where you get the tickets. They're on sale now.
And it's great that the lads are talking again. Not just us, but them.
Yes. You've always been kind at home.
That's half the
fun, though, I think.
But they didn't just not talk. They moved two continents apart.
You were only talking like the distance between Bray and Ballybrack.
Something like that, or whatever.
Stones throw.
But one of them moved to Europe and the other one moved to South America or something. And they're like, I'm going to be a farmer. And said, well, I'm going to Europe. Good luck.
Actually, we got another one in here from someone saying, I'm listening with my wife here. We met on the balcony in the Olympic. Without doubt, the best club I was ever in was talking to Mark at the old school night last year. Sound bloke. Sorry, Mark, but I was keeping an eye on your jacket.
I'm blushing.
I think that's the orange there from the microphone. It wouldn't worry too much.
Balcony. And you know, you if you're on the balcony, you were on the balcony. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. That's like cool. Not many people say I met my wife on the balcony of a rave in the Olympic ballroom. That's sweet.
But there was regulars. Like I do my rounds, and everyone would do the rounds. You go and make sure that everyone's still in the place they were last week, and so on. The balcony was awesome because you got to see from above the things happening And no, I mean very strange things, which we'll discuss at another time. But you could see from the balcony, and that was it. That was part of the fascination.
Maybe we do that as a podcast.
If you can just imagine the fascination, there's just rows and rows of people on the balcony staring, and all just there, thinking, looking at them, and nudging each other, going, "See that?"
Queuing up to ask the guy who did the laser to play requests for them down the back.
It's just the risk of sounding old when you talk back over the days in the clubs that were around then. I mean, it just seems far better than what's going on now. Everything's a bit samey, I think now.
Yeah.
It is in ways, you know what I mean?
See, but it was new.
It was new and different then. It can never be like that.
Yeah. It can't be new again.
You could walk through town and spot a raver a mile off. Everybody kind of wore, you know? In the days of the Olympic, there was only a couple of thousand people. Like, you'd walk down Wexford Street after the Olympic on Jimmy Dean's Diner. Down on Wexford Street was great. Like, 30 or 40 people out in the middle of the road still dancing at 4 a.m. No music whatsoever.
Yeah. It's all up here. So anyway, guys, it's going to be a great gig. I personally can't wait to go down, and because obviously I never got to see his play back in the day, because I was about 9. No, I wasn't actually. I was a bit older than that, so I'm only joking, Tim.
Okay.
It's going to be great, and then the 20-year reunion.
Will be next year.
Any more details on it, or do we know? No. Okay.
It'll be in Dublin. We can tell you that.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, that suits me anyway.
And it will be live.
Okay. Well, all the details are up on the website. They're on Facebook as well. If you want to check it out.
There is a SoundCloud official page. Timmy probably doesn't want me to say that, but there is a SoundCloud official page.
Well, tell us, what is it?
Nothing.
SoundCloud
to do
official.
With me.
SoundCloud official. Facebook. I know Tim doesn't agree with Facebook, but there you go.
That's crap. I think it's nothing to do with me.
We'll be setting up a Twitter page for Twitter. As well.
And can we be friends on Facebook with things like soap? I like that one. You know,
I'll log on and poke both of you.
Find us on Facebook, right? And it's an ad for toilet cleaner. So I hope we have all the items in the house are friends of SoundCred on Facebook.
Okay. I don't think I ever thought I'd hear you utter those words, Tim. Find us on Facebook.
We look forward to seeing you all on September the 9th in the Village, Friday, September the 9th.
Yes. Brilliant. And there is wheelchair access, defibrillators, and there's nice food that's all mashed up, right? And fish fingers. It's going to be awesome. And there's no chicken in a basket because that can get messy and stick in your throat and stuff, right?
Will be Dream Lover.
Yes. There will be, and yes, this one is especially actually for Deck tonight. I know he was going to kill me if we didn't play it. We might even squeeze in some Rings Then Before 10 in case your person that used to stalk is listening tonight. She might be. Who knows? What is it? Linda? Lisa?
Lisa.
She's probably happy in her life now.
She probably is, actually. She's probably going to find you on Facebook now later. Anyway, here is Soundcrowd Dream Lover. I'm Mark and Tim. It's been a pleasure. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jenny.